Here's the translation of the text into English. G20 summit in South Africa adopts declaration despite U.S. boycott, opposition. Analysis: what the COP30 climate summit in the Amazon delivered for forests and indigenous people. Protesters in Serbia demand accountability for attacks on students. Trump signs proclamation to ease regulations on some coke oven processing plants. Florida Republicans oppose Trump offshore oil leasing plan. G20 envoys agree draft declaration despite U.S. boycott, sources say. G20 draft declaration defies U.S. with climate change references. Source says analysis. China's largest U.S. soybean buy in 2 years buoys prices, triggers sales by struggling farmers. Nearly 200,000 Ukrainians in U.S. thrown into legal limbo by Trump immigration crackdown. JP Morgan, Citi, Morgan Stanley client data may be exposed by vendors hack, NYT reports. Walmart makes African debut with South African store launch. Meta buried causal evidence of social media harm. U.S. court filings allege Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX Russia index unchanged. Are stocks too expensive? Here's what history tells us. Shareholder resolutions have surged over the past 5 years. Bernstein says Goldman Sachs examines what S&P 500 firms said about AI in their latest earnings. Swiss regulator warns mortgage risks are rising as banks stretch lending rules. Moody's affirms UK's AA3 rating ahead of budget. Trump tariff relief leaves 22% of Brazil's shipments still hit. US wholesale inventories revised higher in August. Michigan consumer sentiment edges up, slightly surpasses forecasts. Services PMI beats estimates, indicating stronger U.S. economic activity. Manufacturing PMI dips slightly, remains in expansion territory. Canada September retail sales down 0.7%, seen unchanged in October. Fed's Jefferson, AI-related stock gains unlikely to be dot-com boom. Replay, UK retail sales and consumer morale slide ahead of budget. Trump administration cannot expand rapid deportations, U.S. appeals court rules. Fed's Collins monetary policy currently in right place, hesitant about cutting rates. Trump faces same reality as Biden. Americans despise higher prices. Unpacking China, committee minerals report, no more Fed cuts under Powell, says BofA. Why is the Chinese economy suddenly taking hits from all sides? Why power markets set for sweeping long-term changes? AI and energy are at the heart of a new geopolitical arms race. Judges block Trump from cutting hundreds of millions in grants to cities. Counties' EOS climbs 17% in rally. Certora launches the first safe AI coding platform for smart contracts. Bybit advances regulatory dialogue at Argentina's Regulation Day 2025, spotlighting crypto's role in financial inclusion. Bitcoin price today nosedives to $83,000 as mixed U.S. jobs data dents. Fed cut hopes, MF International raises $500 million for digital asset treasury strategy. KuCoin spotlight on BitDealer, tokenizing gaming on Solana with discounts and guaranteed allocations. PrimeXBT expands its crypto network with Solana integration. Litecoin falls 11% in bearish trade. Cathie Wood's ARK sells GitLab stock, continues bullish buying spree. Southstar Battery Metals completes final tranche of private placement. BR Partners Q3 2025 slides. Revenue declines offset by 13.9% dividend yield. Luxfolio announces private placement to raise up $1 million. Lee Enterprises CFO to step down for pastoral role in early 2026. NeoCorporadop's limited duration shareholder rights plan. Allied Gaming provides update on litigation against Knighted Tama Gold, closes first tranche of private placement for $1.1 million. Aventus Energy closes second tranche of flow-through share offering. Cheerholding receives NASDAQ delisting notice over low share price. If you need help with a specific part or more detailed translation/explanation, just let me know.